What's your hurry, Jim? One more drink won't hurt nothing. Well, okay, I said, but then I gotta be running. You see, my little Julie just turned 16 today, and tonight she's going out on her very first date. Lord knows I never been much of a father. Probably spent more time right here than I have at home with my daughter. So tonight I'm making up for a lot of lost time, a lot of hurt feelings, and a lot of broken promises. For once in my life, I'm gonna do something right. I'm gonna be home for my Julie tonight. It's her 16th birthday, and you know it's her first date. This is one promise that I'm not gonna break. Oh, come on, have one more, Jim. You got plenty of time. But that one led to many, and I lost track of the time. When I looked at my watch, it was a quarter till eight. So I left in a hurry since I was already late. As I got closer to home, I started to think, won't do me no harm to have me one more drink. So I reached for the bottle I kept under the seat. When I looked up, my whole life passed right in front of me. Next thing I remembered, I was just coming to in a hospital bed. Right then I knew that I'd caused something awful to happen last night on my way home to Julie to set myself right. Stood my best friend Lou. He walked to my side and asked what he could do. I said, Lou, I know I won't make it, but don't let me die, not knowing the truth about what happened last night. He said, Jim, you lost control, crossed the yellow line, hit a car head on, and Lord, I wish I was lying. 'Cause a young man was injured and a lovely girl died. I thought about that last drink and tears fill my eyes. I said, Lou, should I pass on before she comes in? Be sure and tell Julie how sorry I am for spoiling her birthday. He said, Jim, save your breath, 'cause when you meet her in heaven, you can tell her yourself. I'm gonna be home for my Julie tonight. It's her 16th birthday, and you know it's her first date. This is one promise that I'm not gonna break.